I have been a private maths and science tutor for the last 6 years, working part-time alongside other things, and over that period I have written, deleted, and rewritten my own small advert perhaps 30 times. I want to write about the experience, not because the advert is interesting in itself, but because writing it has taught me a few things about how a small piece of public-facing writing reveals quietly what the writer believes about the work being advertised. I want to focus on three things in particular: the question of money, the question of self-promotion, and the small ethical question that runs underneath both. First, money. The first advert I ever wrote had clear, specific numbers in it. An hourly rate, a price for a series of 10 lessons, a separate price for online sessions. I thought at the time that this was the honest approach. I have come to think it was, in fact, the lazy one. The numbers sitting at the top of the advert did most of the work that the rest of the advert should have been doing. Readers looked at the number and either decided I was affordable or decided I was not, before they had really thought about whether I was the right person to teach their child. The numbers were not, on inspection, communicating much beyond a price comparison. I now use the phrase reasonable rates, with a discount for booking a series of lessons. I'm aware this sounds slightly evasive, and I want to defend it. The phrase does not hide the cost. I tell every parent the actual numbers within the first minute of our first phone call. What it does is delay the moment when money enters the conversation, so that the rest of the advert has a chance to do its proper work. The advert can describe what I actually offer. The cost can come later, in a conversation in which it can be discussed properly. This delay is not, in my view, dishonest. It is more accurately a small piece of attention to what an advert is for. The advert is the door. The conversation is the room. The numbers belong in the room, not on the door. Second, self-promotion. Writing about your own competence is harder than writing about almost anything else, and the genre of the service advert has, over decades, accumulated a particular vocabulary that exists almost entirely to make this task slightly easier. Experienced, qualified, professional, dedicated. These words are doing very specific work. They let the writer claim competence without having to demonstrate it, and they let the reader recognise that competence is being claimed without having to evaluate it. They are, in this respect, a kind of shared shorthand between writer and reader. The shorthand is efficient. It is also, on inspection, mostly empty. A reader who has read 50 service adverts has read experienced professional 50 times, and the phrase has long since stopped meaning anything in particular. What I have come to think, and what my own advert tries, with mixed success, to do, is that competence is better demonstrated than claimed. I do not say I am experienced in my advert. I say I worked as an engineer for 10 years before becoming a tutor. The reader can decide for themselves what this implies. I do not say I am qualified to teach maths and science to school-age students. I say I teach school-age students from 10 to 18, in person within a particular distance, or online. The specificity is not a virtue in itself, but it is a way of demonstrating thought, and thought is, on inspection, what the reader is actually trying to gauge. The shortcut words tell a reader nothing. The specifics tell them something, even if the something is small. Third, and most uncomfortably, the small ethical question. Private tutoring is a paid service, and paid services for educational help sit inside a wider context that I do not, on reflection, find entirely comfortable. The families who can afford a private tutor for their child are giving that child an advantage that the children of less wealthy families do not have. This is, in many countries, a real and quantifiable contribution to educational inequality. I do not, when I write my advert, feel I am personally responsible for this. I am one tutor. I do not set the structure of the educational system. I am, in any reasonable accounting, doing useful work for the families who hire me, and the alternative, refusing to tutor, would not, on inspection, fix anything in particular. Most of the families who hire me would simply hire someone else. But I also do not, when I write the advert, feel I can entirely ignore the question. The advert that I write is in some small way a piece of writing that exists inside a system whose unfairness I have not personally caused, but am also not refusing to participate in. The most honest position I have arrived at is this. I try to do my work well. I charge what feels reasonable rather than what the market would let me charge. I offer free first lessons, and I do not advertise in ways that prey on parental anxiety. This is not a solution to a structural problem. It is a small, individual attempt to do the work in a way I can defend to myself. I'm aware that this is not the same thing. I do not bring any of this directly into the advert. The advert is not the place for my private ethical struggles. Parents looking for a tutor are looking for a tutor, not for an essay. But the ethical question shapes the advert in the negative. In the things I have decided not to say, the language I have decided not to use, the promises I have decided not to make. The advert is, in this respect, a record of certain restraints, even if the reader cannot see which restraints they are. I think this is true of a lot of small business writing in fields where money and care are tangled together: tutoring, childcare, healthcare, counselling, elder care. The writing is always doing two things at once. It is presenting a service for sale. It is also, quietly, working out how to do that without misrepresenting the work or the worker. The best writing in these fields manages both. The worst manages neither, and uses the borrowed vocabulary of the genre to disguise that fact. My own advert, I hope, sits somewhere in the middle, closer to the first than to the second, but not, on present evidence, all the way there.